time to get away, get away, get away.
That's right, get away with Dre. Dre is here to talk about travel on a Tuesday so that you can get away for the weekend, hopefully inspire you for your outdoors adventures. Get away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling, more time exploring. Dre, you've been away in the field exploring places, roughing it on the trail. The Northern Rivers Rail Trail, to be precise.
Yes, yes, we went up north. We brought all of our dogs, put them in a new van. A lot has changed since I've come back on it.
How many dogs do you have now?
We now have three.
But you've recently acquired a third, have you?
Yes, we've rehomed. She's had a fail. So she was a failed police dog, if you think about it that way.
Was it just inherent corruption?
They caught her siphoning money. So they were like, nope, you can't be. And that's why we took her, because we're like, she can get money for us. So a Belgian Malinois, we got her as well. And we got her before we decided to do a trip, which was this one. So we had to train her up for it, which was great. But the Northern Rivers. A beautiful, lush, green part of New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the northerly, easterly region of New South Wales from Tweed Heads to the west of Dorrigo.
I like that.
It's called the Northern Rivers for nothing, yeah? Because there's rivers in it. What do you know?
What the rivers Clarence, are we talking?
The Clarence.
Oh, the Clarence River's beautiful.
The Richmond and the Tweed Rivers. The Tweed River is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in all dog-friendly accommodations. We put it all up on online so you can have a look at it as well. But it just backs up onto the Tweed River and it's done. Absolutely stunning.
Were they all dog-friendly? Did this new dog sort of rock on in there and be like, I used to be a cop?
She's like, yeah. Showed her badge. Everyone was like, okay, all right, here's our money. So the Northern Rivers is mostly famous for Byron Bay, Ballina, Tweed Heads, Lismore, the Richmond Valley. And Byron has been in the news quite often as well.
But you want to talk about the Northern Rivers Rail Trail.
Yes, I do. So we spoke about a rail trail before.
Yeah, I love this idea of the rail trail.
So an unused railway line that has been repurposed into a free share path. And because an old railway line back in the day used to transport goods, people, livestock, minerals as well. The train line then connected all these little rural towns as well as connecting it into a main centre.
Nice.
So when that train line closed, tourism went down, which is sad. So they repurposed this train line into a massive share path that can give you this whole scenic view of the spectacular countryside of New South Wales.
Which is good.
In a safe environment.
That is great.
So you know you're cycling along the road and the thing is you're cycling along a road, right? There's cars everywhere.
Cars.
This one, you're away from the road. You're in the countryside. You're actually going through private land, which they've allowed. That's another thing you have to worry about, private farmland that you're going through. But it's so scenic and now you'll get to see it in a much slower pace because usually you'd be on a train, right?
So there's two sections that are now open?
Yes. Yeah, so it's Murwillumbah to Crabs Creek. That's about 24 kilometres. There's Casino to Lismore, 29.7 kilometres. Not so much dog friendly.
Yeah.
And then there's a proposed line that they're thinking of putting up, North Lismore to Byron Bay. I think they're building it as well. Once completed, it'll be 132 kilometres one way in length, which you'll get to do if you're up for that challenge.
So you did the dog friendly trail, the Murwillumbah to Crabs Creek?
Yes, 24 kilometres. We opted for an out and back, but we couldn't make it to Crabs Creek because you know what? Sometimes adventures don't go to plan. It's part of the adventure.
When you've got three new dogs, sometimes
that's
you've
pretty
just got
much
to it. You've got to make it up as you go along.
And you'll see why. But anyway, 5.2 kilometres we just hit shy of. So we slept at Murwillumbah, a little town there, and then we made our way back. So all up about 37.6 kilometres.
Oh, who's counting, mate?
Who's counting? But I had two dogs on my bike. All pedal power. There is no, it's not an e-vehicle.
No.
And that is what made it very hard. So the thing about this path, it's share path, but it's made mostly of concrete as well as compacted gravel, which means all types of wheels can go on it.
Oh, that's nice.
So I had a mid-long tail bike. Well, I'd like to say a mid-long tail. It's not really like that. It's a long tail. And there's a crate on each one, the front and the back. So I had my small dog, Chino, at the front, my bigger dog, Kira, at the back.
Shout
and
out
then
to Chino.
Mick had a gravel touring bike with a Bob Ibex trailer attached to the back because of our bigger dog, Indy, can sit there.
Gosh.
So it's trailer friendly. And the good thing is at the start of the track, there's a bike shop. So that's how you know.
Oh, like, so you make sure your tyres are pumped up and everything's good to go, brakes are oiled.
Servicing, everything is great. You can also hire a trailer. So we saw throughout the whole trail a trailer with babies at the back and dogs at the back. So that's how dog-friendly this place is.
I was going to say, did you see a fair bit of traffic there on the way?
Oh, a lot. Okay, this is a very busy trail, and you know why? It's so organised.
Yeah.
There's a parking lot at the start of the track. That never happens in any rail trail that we've ever tried, and we've tried like four.
Yeah.
You have to like safely find a car park and everything. Like, there's a car park. They've got a car park. They made a car park. There's a cafe there to start. There's a first aid station as well. Super organised. Discover Northern Rivers Rail Trail did a great job of it.
Bet they got oat milk as well. Is it just bikes you see on the trail?
We do. Runners as well. You've got people with prams with wheelchairs as well. We saw quite a few of that.
Great.
But let's start at the start of the trail because I want to talk about three different places there.
Cool.
So Murwillumbah train station, that's the start of the trail. It's a heritage listed train station.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Bundjalung? Yeah, that's a good way of pronouncing it. Dialect, it's thought to mean the bleeding big nose. That's really what it says. So, I mean, if they really like that, then go for it. But yeah. It's the main centre of the Tweed. So people travel from all around the Northern Rivers area to go there for provisions. But this heritage-listed train station, they've kept looking the same, except they've put the platform cafe, Better Buy Bike Shop as well there, new toilets, which I doubt was there in 1894.
Because these would be the toilets that talk to you.
That's true.
You have 10 seconds left.
They time you, and you have to pay them. No, you don't. But then there's a starting hub there that's equipped with everything you need before your trip. There's a first aid station, multiple bike tool stations as well, and you can clean your bike at those stations as well.
Cool.
There's also a lot of places to sit, spaces there, so that's why it kind of gets quite busy.
Yeah.
But a perfect way to start. But we didn't need to go to the bike shop because we had all of our gear from our friends at Anaconda. They gave us all our gear. But that's how organized the Northern Rivers Rail Trail is. And then the ride out to Murwillumbah Station, also the ride back in because it's an out and back, one of the highlights because it goes through farmland scenery and it's amazing. It's kind of like driving through Bali.
Okay.
It has that kind of look because it's very tropical.
And the next place you went to is Dunbible?
Dunbible, one of the prettiest pit stops as well after really struggling on the trail. It's mostly flat. But then it kind of goes uphill for a bit, yeah. But
mostly
it's so
flat.
Much fun.
That's like the person that says, no, the water's good once you're in for a while.
And it's freezing flat. Cold.
No, I bet it's if you can do it with two dogs.
Oh, yeah, but I'm crazy.
Yeah, that's anyway, true. If so you can do it with two dogs. No one isolate that audio. Dunbible means the black apple tree in the Bundjalung dialect.
Yes, but do you notice any black apple trees? No, because the farmland is stunning that you're passing. So you can actually stop there and there's a shelter with an outdoor table, chairs, and it's overlooking, I kid you not, I wish I could paint it, a picturesque farmland. And in the late 1880s, the area was home to a very small community, predominantly farmland for dairy, pigs and cattle. Today now, almost 400 people live there. But Dunbible Station opened on the 24th of December, so that's coming up to its anniversary.
Oh, that's nice.
It had a pretty basic waiting room, ladies' bathroom, basic toilet facilities. And in the 1920s, the residents of Dunbible, they wanted more. So they rallied for upgraded facilities. But you know what they rallied for?
What did they rally for?
A new cream shed.
I don't know what that is.
And a pig's yard alongside the station. I don't know about you, but we've gotten a lot more demanding.
We've got cream, yes. Creamier pigs.
It was so isolated, though, that the railway brought new opportunities to the area, which is what the rail trail is doing right now. But the cream from all the cows in the morning would be delivered to the butter factory in Murwillumbah within half an hour. Fast cream.
Just fast cream. And next, you were stoked to go to Stoker's Siding.
Cute village has these cute cafes that sit alongside the rail trail so you can heckle all the riders driving past, riding past. Stoker's Siding was mainly cane and dairy farmland, so the trains there also transported cream. Everyone really loves their cream there.
A lot of cows out there.
Exactly, and then cane as well to the sugar mill as well. It also transported logs, so these workers would bring logs from the sawmill, carry it to the station, and the station would bring it everywhere else. One of the first stations to have a raised platform. You could say they were stoked about that.
You could say. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty stoked about getting a log for Christmas, just quietly.
Mine is coal. We can hook up then. Let's get the barbie going.
Yeah.
But there's parking nearby, so you can actually choose to park your car there. You can choose to start it there as well or get shuttled. That's another thing. If you don't want to ride the whole way, you can get shuttled.
Okay. And the last spot you went to was the Burringbah Tunnel.
Yeah, so this is one of the main highlights. And it is a 524-long tunnel, 7 metres high, 3.7 metres wide. So that wide. And it connects the Stoker Siding village to Burringbah, the longest tunnel out of the 9 railway tunnels along the Casino to Murwillumbah line.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And it opened in 1894. They closed in 2004 only. Then the bats moved in.
What, anything else move in? Any other creatures in there?
The glowworms moved in.
Ooh,
and they've
cool.
made it so there's no light in there. You must have a light when you go in because, seriously, you can't see anything. but I wouldn't suggest to look up with your mouth open.
Why? You might get bats. A glowworm dropping in. Oh, no, a bit of guano.
Yeah.
Guano. Kind of fun.
But you'll get to see the glowworms light up during the wetter period of summer. We didn't get to see that. Also, a good reminder to remove your sunglasses because we've come across a lot of people that still had their sunglasses in the tunnel and they literally bumped into the wall.
Can't do that. That's
so
a rookie
still,
move.
If you are going to ride the rail trail, I mean, you are riding, so you do have to be careful. Watch out for other people there as well. Stick to your left and just be kind to everyone.
And you'll, of course, put some footage of this up on the 2SER website.
Most definitely, and a lot of photos.
Thank you, Dre. See you this time again next week.
Oh, definitely.